And welcome, my good friends, to the Cool Jazz Set and a second hour of our great American art, modern jazz with taste, just as you like it. We originate each week at this time from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM on your radio dial and streaming at WDCE.net. And we're here on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as shows, as is tonight, are recorded. And this will be available tomorrow at our website. Just go to CoolJazzSet.com and click on the header radio shows, and you'll see both of tonight's one-hour segments. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always my pleasure to be with you playing this great music. Also, a warm welcome to the other stations now carrying the Cool Jazz Set, WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, and the Neopa Community Radio Station in Canton, Ohio. And a warm and hearty welcome to our regular listeners, and thanks for tuning in. We'll get started on this second set with the Barry Elms Quintet, one of his new releases, and this is a nice recording. It's entitled Dogs and Breakfast, and the name of the tune is a album title, and it has to do with his dog that he walks along the beach that likes to pick up and chew up everything. And we have a couple of those we know about, too. So anyway, this is entitled Dog's Breakfast, and it's quite a nice tune. The Barry Elms Quintet, and that's on the Cornerstone record label. Oh, And the WDR Big Band, and the album is entitled Rediscovering Ellington, New Takes on Duke's Rare and Unhurried Music. And that was a tune written by Duke Ellington, along with his saxophonist. I think, let's see, I'll have to double check that. But anyway, It was entitled Let the Zoomers Drool, and that's the WUR Big Band featuring Dick Oates on saxophone. Up next, a very talented and lovely young woman who has a lot of wonderful recordings out, Carol Wellsman. And this is an album she did, Reflections of Miss Peggy Lee. And the title of the album is I Like Men, and that's what she's going to sing, Miss Carol Wellsman.
Maybe he has sandy hair, maybe his eyes are brown or blue, maybe he has a fault or two, but I like men. If he has a gentle way, maybe he'll make me feel so frail. Well, that's my favorite kind of male, 'cause I like men. I like the masculine, I like the mind, I like any kind of man that I can find. So the way that I feel, it's not hard to decide. I like southern hospitality or northern pride. Maybe he's a millionaire, or maybe he's poor, I just don't care. Why he can even lose his hair, 'cause I like men. Hospitality or northern pride. Maybe he's a millionaire, or maybe he's poor, I just don't care. Why he can even lose his hair, 'cause I like men. They can be big, they can be small, they can be short, they can be tall, but bless them all, I like men.
and Monty Alexander's trio, and Monty on piano, Sly Dunbar on drums, and Robbie Shakespeare on bass. And that was Joe Zawinul's composition, Mercy, 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 that he wrote for the Cannonball Adderley group that he was with. And we got to hear Cannonball and his quintet when they were here at Virginia State University many years ago. Okay, up next, one of my favorite guitarists with a marvelous trio behind him, and this is Barney Kessel. And on the trio side, Monty Alexander again on piano, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums, a tune written by Barney Kessel entitled Moonlight Walk.
Thank you. I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thank you, Dr. Taylor, Dr. Billy Taylor. A timely message. Music education is so important in our schools and taking place right here at the University of Richmond with a wonderful music department. Okay, let's see. It's time for something that deals with this cold weather we got coming. So here's a nice recording by two people I love very much. My daughter-in-law, Allison, my son, Mike. She's singing vocals. He's playing bass, guitar, keyboards, percussion, and backup vocals. Baby, it's cold outside.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Christmas now.
And have yourself a Merry Christmas. And baby, it's cold outside. So we ought to hear that as well. But we may do that later. Okay, up next, here's a nice quartet. This is Milt Jackson from his album entitled Burning in the Woodside. And this is a tune I'm sure you've heard. The Masquerade is Over, Mr. Milt Jackson. Thank you. Jackson Quartet, featuring Milton Vives, Benny Green, the pianist on that, by the way, and drums Kenny Washington, and on bass Christian McBride. Benny Green and Christian McBride were just here several weeks ago. I wish they had brought some more with them, but they were very, very good. Okay, let's see. Up next, we're going to play something from Dina DeRose. Her album entitled I Can See Clearly Now, and this is a nice tune called Alone Together, Miss Dina DeRose.
Beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong. Alone together, the blinding rain the starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together. What is there to fear when we're together? Our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be. And we can weather that great unknown if we're alone together.
Miss Dina DeRose, vocalist and pianist, from her album, I Can See Clearly Now. And that was Alone Together. Jim Rotundi, by the way, on his nice trumpet work. Well, we'll finish up our second hour with something by pianist Cyrus Chestnut, and it's a title track from his album, Blessed Quietness. I think you'll enjoy this. Thank you.
about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye.
And it's about that time for me to say goodbye for tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the music. Here we are in December the 3rd, first Sunday in Advent. And hope you've enjoyed the music. Look forward to being with you every Sunday this month, including Christmas Eve. More information about that show later. But thanks for tuning in and for being such great company, especially my good friend, Brother Jackson, great trombonist. Okay, I look forward to being with you next week. So until then, stay well. Thanks for being such great company.
When you're near, there's such an about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say